All right, and Simon Tuf Kuf Gimel Sif Af. The Machaber continues and says, "Mihu im aver ubishla oshchata mutar laachlo." So even though we saw yesterday that there's a problem of ha'arama, that if you already ate your Yom Tov Rishon meal and now you're cooking food or you're heating up food for Yom Tov Sheni and at night, and you wanna allow yourself to do it on Yom Tov Rishon by tasting a little bit of it, that's a problem since you already ate. But if you were over Ubishlo, then it's going to be mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's Machlokas Achronim what this is actually going on. Some say that this is actually going back on someone who clearly cooked for the sake of Yom Tov Sheni on Yom Tov Rishon. That's what B'diavad is mutter. But if you do Harama that we were just talking about, then that's going to be Aser even B'diavad, because Harama is worse than doing it B'mezid. But other Achronim say that it's actually going on the Harama, and that's what's going to be mutter B'diavad. But if it's done B'mezid, then it would be a problem B'diavad. This is generally based on the opinion of the Rashba, which is brought in the Beis Yosef, that there is no Isser to benefit from Malacha which was done on Yom Tov, only on Shabbos. If Malacha was done on Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from it, but if Malacha was done on Yom Tov, then you are allowed to benefit from it. That is the opinion of the Rashba. The Rambam disagrees, but that is the opinion of the Rashba. There's also a discussion whether this is true only by Malacha Durabana, but not by Malacha Doraisa, is this opinion of the Rashba. So in general, we try not to rely on this opinion of the Rashba, and there would be an Isser Malacha to benefit, there would be an Isser to benefit even from Malacha done on Yom Tov, but B'Shas Adchak, one could rely on this opinion of the Rashba. Siv Beis, Memale Nachtom Chavis Shalmayim, Afal B'Sheino Tzarech El Kiton Echad. A baker is allowed to fill up a whole thing of water, even if he only needs a little bit of it, the same reason, because it's a Chad Tircha, it's just one effort. So therefore, just like cooking five pieces of meat instead of one piece of meat, so too you could fill up the whole thing of water, and that would be okay. However, the Mishnah Berurah says you need to be careful not to say that you're clearly doing it for the next day. But b'diavad, it would be okay, just as we saw yesterday. The Ramah adds, "Aval tzarech lahasim al kol eitzalei shpamechas." You have to put it all, the whole thing, next to the fire at one time. "Aval aser lahosif im kvar hachavas eitzalei shtirch shalot tzarechu." If you already have the water on the fire, you can't add any more water because that is not needed. Simen Tav Kuv Dalet Din HaTavlin B'Yom Tov Sif Aleph Dachin Es HaTavlin Kidarkan. You are allowed to chop up spices in the normal fashion on Yom Tov. Shem Yadachosim Bod Yom Yafid Tam. And the reason is because if you were to do it before Yom Tov, then the taste would not be as good. And since we have a general rule that only those things which you could not do before Yom Tov, but something which you could do before Yom Tov, that's when it's going to be a problem on Yom Tov. So here, if you were to do it before Yom Tov, it would not taste as good, so we allow you to chop it up on Yom Tov as well. In general, Tochin is going to be Aser, even if it's Malacha Sochal Nefesh, because it is a Avoda Rabba. It is something which is generally done for long periods of time. And therefore, chopping is generally going to be Aser on Yom Tov, but if it's something like spices, which is not going to taste as good, so then you would be allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Mechaber continues, "Avol melech eino nidoch b'yom tov," but salt you're not allowed to chop on Yom Tov. "Elam kein hita machtesha so shiyad ha'pachkar v'chiyotze b'kidei sheishane shim shachach ha'melech me'erav Yom Tov v'yafik tamo," unless you do it with the shinui. The reason you need to do chop up salt with a shinui is because if you chopped up salt before Yom Tov, the taste would not be any worse. L'maisav, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that chopping up salt nowadays is going to be mutter, even if you chop it up finer than what it was before, because since beforehand it the way that they made the salt was such that it became so small, so therefore he says it's already considered to be tachan, it's already considered to be chopped up, and therefore you chopping it up anymore is not going to be us.